I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis has sent his condolences to Guatemala following a volcanic eruption that has killed over 60 people. In a telegram sent to the Apostolic Nuncio of Guatemala, the Pope said he was, quote, profoundly grieved upon learning the sad news of the violent eruption of the volcano of fire. He also offered, quote, prayers for the eternal rest of the deceased and for all who suffer the consequences of that natural disaster. So far, only 17 of the victims have been able to be identified, and scientists will have to use DNA to identify most, particularly those who have been disfigured by lava and burning embers. Prosecutors working for Special Counsel Robert Mueller spoke to a federal judge, asking the judge to consider revoking Paul Manafort's bail and having him jailed while he awaits trial. The prosecutors allege that Manafort, Trump's former campaign manager, tried a number of times to tamper with witnesses in his ongoing criminal case. Court files show that prosecutors believe Manafort and one of his associates, quote, repeatedly contacted two witnesses in an effort to sway their testimony, and that those contacts came shortly after a grand jury returned a new indictment against him earlier this year. Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty in court today in a brief hearing in which, after, his lawyer promised he would try and win the case before it even gets to trial. Weinstein's attorney Ben Braffman spoke to reporters and said that based on the evidence, he feels the case is, quote, imminently defensible. Weinstein was indicted last week on rape and criminal sex act charges against two women. The Supreme Court declined to hear the case of Azar v. Garza, the case of the undocumented immigrant who received an abortion. The Trump administration had barred Jane Doe, a pregnant minor who had entered the U.S. illegally, from getting an abortion. She then sued, and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit eventually banned the government from blocking her ability to terminate her pregnancy. The Department of Justice had asked the court to not only reverse the lower court's ruling, but punish the lawyers who helped Jane Doe receive an abortion. However, the justices denied both requests. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.